Remember, whatever you do, never, ever turn out the lights.
The haunting voice of Glenn Washington is back for a 7th season of the podcast Spooked. We had Glenn on 2 years ago to share some spine-tingling tales about demons and ghosts, the kinds of stories that will keep grown adults from sleeping in the dark. Well, he is back for another round ahead of your scary weekend. Glenn Washington, host of the podcast Spooked, and of course, Snap Judgment. Glenn, welcome back.
So good to be back. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you back. And before we get into some of this season's best ghost stories, why don't you start with the basics here? What, to your mind, are the ingredients for a great scary story?
Well, first of all, you don't want to tell it in the bright light of day. You want to tell it when the sun's down a little bit. You want it to be true to who you are. I think one of the big draws of Spooked is that you hear people tell their story in their own voice, and you get to decide, is this someone I would believe? Is this someone I can trust? And, you know, we're talking to nurses, police officers, people who aren't necessarily wearing a bunch of crystals and amulets and beads and this type of thing. People who say this, and this is the line I love most of all, is, I don't even know what to do with this myself, but that really draws you in. But what? But huh? But what happened next? People who are almost afraid of their own story, but they feel compelled to tell it anyway.
Well, one of the people that you spoke with this season, his name was Chuck. Sounds like a completely normal, typical guy. Tells a story of the family van that breaks down on a dark road in Appalachia. Let's listen.
I look out the back window behind him, and what I see is this creature that is standing very tall, like over 7 feet. And what I'm looking at has the face of this, like, it's like a wolf. But then just a weird kind of humanoid-ish body, like a man with a wolf's head.
Good God, Glenn. That's the demon dog. What drew you to that story?
Well, come on. Whenever you have a 7-foot character with glowing eyes, a snout chasing after you in the dark, wow, you've hit our land. You've come on over to the world of Spook. And again, the thing that draws me specifically to this story is listening to him speak about this. This is a guy, I don't get the sense that he's making up a yarn or right, that he is trying to take me for a ride. I get the sense that he is recalling something that he experienced. And believe it or not, you won't get the sense that this guy's lying to you. And I love this idea that we can hold multiple ideas in our heads at the same time. I really wonder about this whole supernatural thing. At the same time, I think this guy is telling me his own truth.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of episodes over the years, and I have to say that I don't think any of them was as terrifying as the Polly Lookout story. This one's about two high school boys in Hawaii who ditch school one day. They go hiking in the wilderness when something stops the boys in their tracks because someone is calling their name.
Sean?
Then it began shouting his name in like rapid succession. The voice went crazy. It sounds like someone who's just absolutely unhinged.
Did that story scare you as much as it scared me?
Oh, the story is terrifying. That voice calling the way that it does, I think it hits something primal. It gets deep inside. Don't listen to this story at night.
And that story is, all the stories really are so much better because of the music and the sound effects, like Sean, 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 right? So what's your philosophy on adding those elements to the story so that it amplifies the fear?
Yeah, the score for these, we want to get you to this place. We want to drop you into this atmosphere, into this world. And oftentimes the fastest way to do this that we know about is sonically, so that you feel like you're with the storyteller as they're experiencing what they experience. Hopefully give you a chance to walk in their shoes through the magic of every single tool in our sound kit.
Now, that story took place in Hawaii, but I also noticed that there were a lot more international stories this time around. What do you think that adds to go beyond our own borders, where it seems like every culture has a ghost story?
Yeah, I think everyone has their own monster. And a lot of what we want to do is explore the world through the things we're afraid of. You're not going to experience a demon the same way in Japan as you would in Mexico or as you would in Denver. There's a lot of cultural stuff attached to the things that we fear, the things we run away from. And it's such an interesting way to get inside a culture is by asking, what scares you?
The last time we spoke, I asked you a little bit about your own personal story and what drew you to the supernatural. And I want to know this time whether or not these stories that you put out year after year, if they affect you personally, if they sink in and kind of boil around inside you.
Yeah. Look, you know, I was originally drawn to this because of things in my own childhood that I couldn't explain. You know, I witnessed an exorcism as a young kid. I saw healings and lived in a world where ghosts and voices and demons and all of it were very, very real. You know, after I changed my kind of worldview, those stories and those experiences didn't go away. Believe it or not, people make decisions based upon their clashes with the supernatural. They decide, you know, where they're going to live. They decide who they're going to marry. They decide who they're going to cohabit with. They make so many decisions based upon that bump in the night. I wanted to take that seriously because I know those experiences have certainly affected me. And I wondered to what extent they affected other people.
What scares you?
Oh, boy. Well, what scares me? You don't need ghosts and ghoulies to scare me these days. We got a lot of stuff scary going on right now. But I'll tell you, what has always scared me the most? When I've encountered something that I thought was an alternative me, the whisper that is in my own voice, I guess for myself, I'm the scariest thing I can think of. Forget the creatures with the long fangs and the big ears and all that kind of stuff. What scares me is me.
Glenn Washington is the host of the Spooked podcast and, of course, Snap Judgment. Glenn, thank you so much. And before we go, I want to let you do the honors here because you, I hope, will say goodbye to our listeners in the scariest possible voice that you can conjure up. Could you do that for us?
Goodbye. Don't turn out the lights, but you're listening to Here and Now.